Welcome to Into Bloom, the podcast about everything going on at Bloom Baptist Church, where we exist to love God, grow together, and serve others. Whether you're a longtime member or interested in visiting for the first time, this is the place to learn everything about Bloom Baptist. Join our host Tyler Zweidorf and producer Jules Schieferstein as they interview leaders and members from Bloom and explore the different ministries of the church and what it means to be a part of Bloom Baptist. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the Into Bloom podcast. This is your host, Tyler Zweidorf, with my trusty producer, Jules Miles Schieferstein.
Hello, hello.
Sitting next to me this week is the dynamic duo of children's musicals who have roped me into more than one scripted Bible skits and more Bible skits than should probably humanly be possible. And now to join us and talk about Bloom Kids, it is Sherry and Aaron Saunders.
Hi, I'm Sherry.
I'm Aaron.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about our Bloom Kids programs. And so I will turn it over to you with this question. What kind of age groups do we have for Bloom Kids? What does a typical Sunday look like? If you could just kind of tell us about what that looks like for our children.
So every Sunday, starting with infants all the way through sixth grade, we have services and opportunities for them to come and just learn about the love of Jesus and how that impacts their life. So we have nursery for our little ones. And then starting at age four, they can come downstairs for a pre-K and kindergarten class. And that's during the Life Quest hour and the worship service hour. Then there's a group of first grade through third grade, and they have Life Quest and worship service. Our fourth, fifth, and sixth graders are so cool that they go to just Life Quest, and then they head upstairs for church with all the other big kids.
They really are the coolest, mostly because I'm related to at least one of them.
So. Yes.
What kind of special events are there outside of just a typical Sunday morning? What kind of things do we do at Bloom Kids?
Twice a year, we do a kids choir, and at Christmas, we do it with the adults, and then in the spring, we have one where they get to act and sing all on their own, and that is for kindergarten through sixth grade, and we meet on Wednesday nights and some Saturday practices, but it's always fun and special.
We also do every fifth Sunday is what we call Family Sunday, and that means that all of our kiddos, after Life Quest, go upstairs to worship service. And they are part of the worship service. They get to be on stage if they want to be. We also have other kids who serve in other areas as they get older. They're part of the greeting team. They can be a part of the sound team, depending upon who you know. There's other areas you can help out in. We also have VBS once a year, just a week where we spend the whole week spending time with them in the evenings, getting to know them and their friends. We just started Church Clap Weekend this year, and that's once a year. That's for our older kids, our fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, so that they can spend time getting ready to be teenagers together and just knowing that there's a little bit more than just Sundays to being a part of Bloom.
All right, cool. And as you mentioned, it wasn't on my my show flow as something I wanted to talk about, but as you mentioned it, it kind of sparked something in me, that bit about kids serving. That's a pretty integral part of getting kids to kind of buy into church, isn't it?
Absolutely. Everything that we see in terms of young adults who stay in church is because they were serving in church as kids and as teenagers. So that's definitely something that we want to make a priority as a part of Bloom Kids, is that they know they're not just here to play games in the room, but they're also a part of church.
One more thing I wanted to talk about before we get into opportunities to volunteer as well is just kind of for you guys to tell us a little about your story and how you came to be involved with Bloom Kids or even just kids ministry in general. Wherever you were. So if you guys have anything to share about that.
Well, I'm the old one. I've been, but I started as a teenager. I started serving kids as a teenager in Awana. Some of you might know that. And so it's been close to 45 years that I've been
wow,
working with awesome. Kids. And I'm still partially sane. And but it's just so much fun with them. It's just a joy. I have occasionally tried to sit in an adult life quest, and I can't. I get antsy. It's like I got to go be working with the kids. It's just, it's, I guess you could say it's a calling on my life. Yeah. Just
awesome.
Sharing the love of Jesus with them.
I grew up in church myself and kind of, I guess, served with mom alongside her at times, especially with choir and in Life Quest, teaching the oldest kids, who are by far the most fun because they're really starting to get to know or to understand everything. Because you can tell kids a Bible story, but until they can really grasp that it's important to them, then they start asking really fun questions. And I think that's really what hooked me into children's ministry. But I was kind of sidelined. I was like, yeah, I'll take a back seat here. And then a former youth pastor was like, you know who'd be a really good like children's director? That'd be you. And I was like, how did you know that God had put that on my heart a few months ago? And I was running from it. And then he just sort of affirmed what God had told me. And so here we are.
So as we begin to talk about volunteering, I would use myself, but I'm going to use Jules. Let's say Jules is really wanting to, he feels it pressed upon his heart to volunteer. How can somebody get plugged in and helping out and volunteer with Bloom Youth, or Bloom Youth? We recorded that episode like 2 weeks ago, but with Bloom Kids.
Bloom Kids has many opportunities to serve. Step number one is find someone like Aaron Saunders. Sherry can point you to Aaron. I definitely know all the holes the most. But even if you can't find me and you give your name to Pastor Mike or Bobby or Jules, they will all tell me, hey, this person said, contact me. I want to serve. The ways that you can serve, obviously, our teaching, number one, that's our biggest thing that we have to handle every single week, all the time. So you can be in nursery, you can be in pre-K with our little ones who are fun and wild and just love to play. You can be with our first through third graders and helping them learn those stories for the first time. You can help with our fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. We do have lead teachers in just about every role, but there are always holes. There's a hole specifically right now in week one of pre-K during worship hour. Life Quest preschool is completely open. And week two of grades one through three, that is also, they need a lead teacher there. And we can just always use more hands. There's never a time when I'm going to be like, no, we don't need extra people. We can always use more people helping us. I know Corinne in nursery is always looking for more volunteers, because the more people we have serving in the spaces, then the less often you have to serve. Or maybe you find that this is your calling and you want to be the person in there the most consistently so that you can build those relationships with kids. We also have weird things that you can help out with, like making bulletin boards, because that's always like the bottom of my to-do list, but is so visible that it torments me every week. So you're welcome to help with that. If you're good at organizing and you think that maybe sorting lesson plans and hole punching and putting them into a binder would be for you, hey, we can hook you up there too. If you think that maybe shopping for supplies is you, if I'm ahead of schedule, I can absolutely use your help to do that. And looking forward, we really want to get our security better established. And I would love to have an adult who is not teaching and not in charge of anything else, but just to watch who's coming in and out of the children's department. And then if we have visitors, that person can also be like, hey, we're glad you're here. Here is a paper that we would really appreciate for you to fill out so we can know a little bit more about your kids. And as we move forward, it'll be an iPad check-in system as well. And those are all, that's a long list. but hopefully something in there maybe clicked with you as to something you can help with. And as always, just be praying for Bloom Kids and for the kids and their salvation and the patience and stamina for the people volunteering.
All right. Well, thank you, Saunders Duo. You guys are the bomb.
Yeah.
This has been
.com.
This has been the Into Bloom podcast. I am your host, Tyler Zweidorf, giving you a final farewell. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Into Bloom. If you'd like to find out more about Bloom Baptist Church, you can visit our website at bloombaptist.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can join for in-person services at 10:45 a.m. or join us via our live stream on Facebook around 11 a.m. every Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Into Bloom on wherever you listen to podcasts. And join us next time when new episodes go live every 2 weeks on Thursdays.